welcome to this new week of broadcasts here on Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and in the studio with me is our host and CEO of Crown, Chuck Bentley.
Dave, good to be with you, and welcome to all of our listeners. Glad you're with us today.
Well, in just a little bit, we'll be talking with our friend Brian Ray. Brian is with Crossroads Career Network, and we'll be talking about a very important subject, one that we continue to talk about because it's a big need, and that is how to find a job in this economy.
Well, Dave, we know that there's a lot of pain out there right now because of unemployment. In fact, I get emails from people who are praying about jobs. They're asking me if I have leads or ideas, or I will pray with them. So I'm very aware that unemployment is a substantial problem right now, and we want to help people.
Well, we've said it several times on the program that this recovery is what's being termed a jobless recovery. And yet, as we head into the fall, there's certainly many opportunities and expectations to spend money on gifts and parties and so forth, and there's a lot of pressure coming up.
Well, Dave, as I look out ahead into the fall, you and I both know that Thanksgiving is around the corner and Christmas is shortly after that, and people begin preparing for that now, and I thought it might help to contextualize some of those demands and pressures that our listeners may be feeling, because actually belt tightening is in this year, and I think that's a great thing. Bloomberg just completed a new survey that indicated that 3 out of 4 adults said they have reduced spending over the past year. In other words, they're spending less in 2009 than they did in 2008. Dave, that's 75% of the adult population. And then when asked what they were going to do going forward, 8% said they would increase their household spending. 1/3 said they intended to spend even less, and 58% said they were going to keep it the same. In other words, they were not going to spend any more money. So, as you think about your own household budget, remember that you can do lots of wonderful things with family and friends without spending a lot of money. But you have to be prepared. You have to plan on that. Don't feel guilty because you're tightening your belt. Unemployment's a big problem. Concern about the future is a big problem. So it makes sense to tighten your belt and to live within your means, and don't get carried away this fall.
Well, in just a moment, we'll introduce you to our guest today, career expert Brian Ray. Brian is the founding director of Crossroads Career Network, and this is one of those programs that you might want to share with a friend, and you can do that by recommending they go to crown.org. You can listen online, or you can sign up for the free podcast. You're listening to Money Life, and we'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a biblical financial study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week biblical financial study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest today is Brian Ray. And Brian, you've been a frequent guest recently because we have an ongoing problem that we're trying to help our listeners with. Welcome back.
Well, thank you for inviting me back, and I'm glad to be here to be of help.
Brian, you are a career expert, and many people are continuing to suffer job loss. What's the latest figure?
Well, the latest figures are 9.8% of the workforce is unemployed, or let me put it in very real personal terms. That's 15 million plus people who are unemployed and are looking for jobs.
Wow. You know, most people listening live in a state where their entire state population is far less than 15 million people. In fact, 15 million comes close to the population of the state of Florida.
The entire state of Florida?
The entire state of Florida.
Wow.
Yeah. So can you imagine that many people who are looking for a job? And, you know, we want to help, Brian. And I have a friend at church, and I'll just call him Tom, who I know personally. He's very qualified. There is absolutely nothing wrong in his resume, in his education, in the field that he's qualified to work in. But he hasn't been able to find a job. I think it's approaching about 10 months. Mm-hmm. What's the average time for job search today?
Yeah, it's exactly 24.9 weeks, or the way I normally think about it is just shy of 6 months average. And what that means is for some people, it's way more than 6 months. And the more specialized you might be in a job and the higher income or a position you might hold, the longer that's going to go. So it's not unusual for a professional managerial person to be looking at beyond a year to find the next right job.
Well, I want to help them today, Brian, and you and I both believe that some of the very best advice that we can give them is to stop trying to go it alone, to get some help. And what help do you think that they most need right now to get reemployed?
Two things, fellowship and prayer. Of course, both are in churches, and that's what makes me think of that. But whether you're in a church or not, doing this with buddies, it's like a journey up a mountain, and you're all tied together. If you're by yourself and you fall, you're just gone, and it's a rough tumble down. But if you are tied in with another group that's trying to do the same thing, if you slip, they'll catch you. Mm-hmm. And that's a tremendous advantage of being with buddies or a small group or a bunch of friends who are in similar situations that you might encourage and stimulate one another to the next step in the process.
Well, I know that you've dedicated your efforts to helping churches have career ministries that reach out to these people right
yes.
now and come around them.
Mm-hmm.
What advantages do church-based career ministries have over, say, a secular program?
Well, first of all, is that it's Christ-centered. And there is someone who knows everyone, and that someone is a capital S, knows about every job, knows about every person, and cares amazingly much about each and every one. And in fact, has even outlined the plans that they have for them. And it may not have been exactly what they had in mind, but trusting in, following in, and we call it simply hearing and following God's calling. Not some manifest destination, but just to the next step and the next step. Hearing and following God's calling is the rich experience that you can have within a church environment. Not that it can't happen elsewhere, but clearly within a church environment, it's just made for that. Plus the power of prayer. And I met with some of our ministry leaders up in Milwaukee, I guess it was last month, and it was clear that the thing that really moved people in the process, and they came out the other side not just in a better place, but as better people, was the prayer part. And I don't mean, you know, drop a nickel in the machine kind of prayer, like I say my prayer, I get my job. I'm talking about heart, honest, intercessory, and personal prayer before the Lord God and the amazing things that happen as they follow through with what he provides.
Well, I know, Brian, you have spent your career helping to develop a program,
right,
taking your wisdom and experience in the business world to help people at this point of change in their life. And you
mm-hmm.
call it Crossroads Career Network. And the idea is to get the body of Christ together within the church context and help each other on this journey. But what does the program offer folks who are absolutely desperate? Maybe they're frustrated. Maybe they're burned out. Maybe they're just completely discouraged.
Right.
What does the program offer them when they really need help in a practical way?
Well, there's two things. One is that there are online job search and career transition resources that are immediately available 24/7 to any one of the people who's in a program in any one of our churches. And that's immediately helpful because a lot of times you have the thought, idea, pressure, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you can't sleep. The other part of it is on-the-ground ministry help. And that help might be in the form of prayer and encouragement and friendship and fellowship, but it's also on the practical side of how do you network? How do you write a resume? Although I will say that the flavor of what's going on in our ministries over the past few months, it's continuing to be practical in some of the tactical issues of how do you interview and get a wow from the employer. But more than that is a very strong sense of God's in the midst of this, and he really does care. And there's something about his touch that creates a hope that allows people to have the strength to go through another day, and it's the seventh month, and they still don't have the job.
Well, Brian, I know for most men especially, this is a very difficult time. It's humbling to want to go out and network and tell other people about your needs. But isn't it dangerous to get isolated at a time like this?
Absolutely. The enemy will just start pounding you. And being alone is a very frightening thing versus having a buddy who can encourage you to the next step.
Well, I know that your program really makes it easy for people to get involved. But
yes,
people who are listening maybe don't have access to your program. So when we come back, Brian, I want you to share with us more about Crossroads Career Network, where it's going, how people who want to serve others in their church can get involved in the program and bring it to their church.
Got it. That would be great.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back with more from Brian Ray.
Our economy has been struggling. Companies have cut expenses. Job security has taken on new meaning. Now more than ever, you need to know God's purpose for your life and your work. You can find direction using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is a comprehensive assessment tool that you and your employer can use to make sure that you and your job are the right fit. And if you're between jobs, you can use the Career Direct Complete Guidance System as an interview tool. When you share your Career Direct results with a potential employer, they'll be able to see that you have the talent and skills they're looking for. It'll set you apart from other candidates. The Career Direct Complete Guidance System can be completed in about an hour online. Just go to careerdirectonline.org, and to get started, try the free personality ID profile. That's careerdirectonline.org, or call 1-800-722-1976.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest today is Brian Ray. And Brian, I know you've got a big event coming up in Fresno, California. Tell us why you're going to California.
Well, first of all, we were talking about unemployment numbers. In California, the latest numbers are 2,244,000 people are unemployed. I mean,
wow.
That is just breathtaking. We wanted to go and provide to as many churches as are interested ways that they can help members of their congregation and community to get the encouragement and the stimulation and even the practical tools to be reemployed.
Now, you're going to New Covenant Community Church in Fresno, California, not to hold a career networking event,
That's correct.
You're meeting with ministry leaders who want to bring this outreach into their church. Is that correct?
Exactly. Church pastors and leaders in churches that want to help people in their congregation get jobs. So it's really for the church pastors and leaders.
So we have many people who are listening today who are thinking, man, my church needs to do that. Do you want them to participate in this event, or are you going to hold other events like this around the country?
We will be holding other events, but this is the last one of the season, if you will, before the end of the year. So this one on the West Coast, if anybody's anywhere in California and they are a pastor or a church leader, then I would invite them to come and learn how they can help people in their congregation find jobs.
Well, as I speak to you, Brian, I know that all of our listeners are thinking they have somebody in their life, directly or indirectly, that needs help right now. All
right.
Of us can think of someone. I mean, we're talking about massive numbers and a growing number.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want to help. Do they need to get trained by you to set up a church-based career ministry? How do they do it? Is it difficult?
It is not difficult. And so what we've done is created online three menus of resources. One of them is for job seekers and what we might call career explorers. And it's everything from job search engines to how to walk through Crossroads in your career guide, et cetera. And so there's over 100 tools and tips and tests to help the job seeker walk through a crossroads. Then there are also some tools for those employers who are hiring, and they can use a job board. They can learn how to appropriately recruit through churches and to take advantage of the opportunity to meet people that way. And then, most importantly for the church, pastor, and leaders, is a whole set of ministry resources, which includes six different ministry environments that they can create to get started in helping their congregation and community find jobs. And the very first one is simply called a Christ-centered career group. And it's a group of six people who get together every week, and they learn how to help one another find jobs, to encourage one another, to hold each other accountable. And that group might grow to 12 and to 20. And in my church, every Monday morning, there's over 300 men all sitting at individual tables of six people each, and they are helping each other through the process. And you can just imagine how many networking opportunities there are when I might have 100 people, and Chuck, you might know 100 people, but when you get 100 people in the room, is that 10,000 contacts that are possible? So that's a very easy environment to create and to facilitate, and very meaningful for the community.
Is there any reason a pastor might say no to this type of outreach, that they don't want it in their church?
Well, and I can well understand a pastor who already has a very full plate, and now many of the pastors are facing diminishing finances for the church because people are losing their jobs, that it's a tough decision to say, wow, where am I going to get the time, where am I going to get the money to be able to support yet another ministry? So that's one side of the ledger I understand very well. The other side of the ledger is that this is the one ministry that if just one person got reemployed and they returned to a position of being able to give back to the church, that can actually turn things around from a financial point of view. And as for the pastor's time, we built the ministry so that it's actually done by volunteers in the church versus the pastors in the church.
Well, I know that you've been doing this a long time, Brian, and you have figured out that the best way to really get it going is to have the pastor support.
Absolutely.
What do our listeners who want to get involved, to serve other people, to help them find a job, to minister to them, to pray with them, to be a support for them, what do they need to do? What are the next steps?
Well, there's a couple of things. If they happen to be in California, coming to the conference will be a great way to learn a lot quick. If they don't happen to be in California, they can go to crossroadscareer.org, click on the tab marked Churches, or there's another button that says Ministry Resources, and it's going to go to a page that simply lists everything that's there and available. And then they can press another button and sign up for 15 days free trial to actually see all the things that are there, pick the things that suit them best, and if they see something that really works for them, with a click of a button and a few keystrokes, they can join. And it's a $600 annual membership for the entire year, unlimited use by the church and all the career explorers and employers in the area.
Now, what about the next conference, the Career Transition Ministry Leaders Conference? Will that be held in other states, and what's the schedule in case I want to catch up with you personally?
Great. Best thing to do is go to the Career Transition Ministry Leaders Conference website, which is simply ctmlconference.org. And there will be whatever's coming next, plus there's a DVD that we recorded in a Dallas conference. The entire thing is available on the DVD.
Brian, always great to have you on Money Life. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
I'm Chuck Bentley. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Abraham.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. Crown Financial Ministries is proud to introduce God Provides, a new film learning experience featuring Golden Globe nominee Dean Jones.
What if God told me to do something I did not understand?
Through epic storytelling, this series of six short films presents timeless illustrations of God's never-failing ability to provide for His people. See the hand of God at work in engaging biblical stories that remain true even today in making life decisions. With each film, you'll receive a companion guide with discussion questions and activities to use with your family or a group. God Provides is available now at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. To learn more about the films, visit crown.org/God Provides.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, we often tell people that they can write and ask you a question or share a thought with you, and they do that by writing to chuckbentley@crown.org. And I think it's safe to say you have a never-ending stream of emails that fill up your inbox.
I do, Dave, and I absolutely love it. You know, I'm actually very extroverted. I don't know if anybody picked up on that, but I wish that I could answer every single email that I get, and I try to read them, and I try to stay in touch with what our listeners are asking us to talk about so that we can be sure to meet your needs. And here's one that was very interesting. One of our listeners from North Ridgeville, Ohio, wrote and said, "Hi, Chuck. I was just wondering if Crown went into any debt to finance the new film series." What an interesting question. As I've said, you can ask me anything, and I'm very pleased to answer this one. No, we did not go into any debt. The Lord provided the resources that we needed in advance to produce the new film series. In fact, we don't have any debt as an organization. Larry Burkett and Howard Dayton, our co-founders, established it so that we would not borrow money for anything. We wait for the Lord to provide our needs. So as we release this new film series called God Provides, we're able to use the resources that come in when our listeners purchase those from us to expand the outreach. So we're not paying back debt. We're actually using that money to grow the ministry. And Lord willing, we're going to be able to create another film series in the near future because the resource is getting great traction, Dave. And I encourage all of you who are listening right now, if you want a relevant ministry tool to reach out to others, purchase a new box set of the DVD film learning experience God Provides. Dave, I just had an outsider tell me that he thinks that it's one of the greatest tools for discipling people through film that he has ever seen. Now, this is a person who is very familiar with using film for evangelism, but he said, "We've taken it to a new level. The films are actually a discipleship tool, in his opinion, and they're extremely effective." So I want to encourage you to pick up a set and use it in your local ministry.
Well, for those listeners who live in the Orlando and Dallas area, you have a very special opportunity this week to see one of the films.
We're going to show Abraham and Isaac in the theaters. Dave, we've rented the big screen, one in Orlando on Thursday, and the next day, Friday, we'll be in Dallas. And I do hope our listeners will come out and see the premiere of Abraham and Isaac.
Well, that again is this week, Thursday in Orlando and Friday in Dallas. And you can find out all the information about those screenings at crown.org and scroll down to find the Money Life Radio banner and click on that related content button and you'll find all the information. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.